Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures strong across the board today, led higher originally by the corn futures as corn reached the highest levels we've seen in the last few days, and really the highest level this contract's seen since about October of 2013. But with March contracts meeting the first notice day today, everybody without delivery intentions had to get out of their long positions, and so that added a little bit of fuel to the fire here. That March corn is about 4.56 and three quarters of just under 9 cents. And if it gets over 4.60, it looks like the uptrend will resume. And then beans finished the day being the strong ones after corn started it. Yesterday's move, of course, was what they call a key reversal, but then to have a follow-through day like today where the market rallied back, that shows that there is a lot of strength here. But we weren't anywhere near the highs from yesterday, of which, of course, were just over 14.50 for the March contract, and we closed today around 14.15, up 21.5 cents. Now, wheat futures also really strong today. We were 10 or so cents higher in March, Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures. Not a lot of directly related news. There's some ideas that the Ukraine unrest could make it hard for them to export, meaning that the world will buy more wheat from us over the next year.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had several bits of information today. The International Grain Council lowered their world corn production to 954 million tons, down 5 million. And they also increased their corn sowings by 1 million hectares to a record number, though, of 175.5 million total. So there was some little bit of bearish news, a little bit of bullish news from them. Then they lowered their wheat forecast and total production to 696.3 million. That was down 11.4 million from last year. Most of that is a result of 500,000 decreased in the planted acres category, which was a little bit bullish for the world wheat production number. The USDA announced 101,600 tons of corn to an unknown destination for this year, and then Egypt put out an order for 120,000 optional origin soybeans for 14 and 15, which was bullish that. And then about midday, we heard some talk that the EPA may actually increase the ethanol mandate to 13.5 million gallons. And right now, it's 13 million gallons. And so any increase there, of course, makes corn go up. And I think that was part of the reason why we saw it today. Then there are some ideas that Brazil was going to lower their corn and bean production both. And then yesterday, of course, we had some macroeconomic guys saying that corn was the best value. Maybe that's part of the reason corn was rallying.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up $1.90 at $151.95. March feeders were down 12 cents at $171.70. And April lean hogs were limit up at $106.85. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 14 and 3 quarters at $6.77 even. Chicago March wheat up 16 and 3 quarters at $5.99 even. In the row crops, Chicago March corn up 9 and a half at $4.57 and a half. And March soybeans were up 20 and 3 quarter cents at $14.14 and 1 quarter. March cotton was down 32 points on the day at 86.59 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.